Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the importance of interoperability in multifamily technology. Joining me today by phone is a fantastic supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy at Allegion. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
Doing great. It's always good to have you on the show to share with our listeners the latest and greatest in technology and access control, which is what Allegion specializes in. So we're excited to find out what's happening. But I do want to start with a question that I'm asking almost on every show. For the last year now, we have been dealing with a global pandemic, and it seems that every topic we discuss on each episode is somehow framed or connected to how multifamily properties are working within the pandemic. So my question to start out with is, how is interoperability of technology, how is that being affected by the pandemic or accepted by virtue of the fact that the pandemic is here in multifamily?
Very good. Absolutely. And thanks for having us again. Always a pleasure to be on the show. You know, one thing that we have seen is the adoption of additional technologies accelerated because of the pandemic. You can look at various areas like additional ways to receive payment versus dropping off payment, you know, live via a traditional check. We've seen virtual leasing and remote leasing really start to crop up. More related to the access control side, we've seen both virtual tours as well as self-tour really spur forward. So we're seeing more and more technology adopted, and really this technology adoption is to help with operational efficiency and help with maintaining business continuity in the buildings. I think I was listening to one of your past episodes where property managers were talking about, you know, their buildings in particular where people live. It's now where they work. It's where they homeschool, and how you have to keep that building up and running, if not for your maintenance and your staff, but also for your visitors, for your residents themselves, and for potential new tenants that are looking at those spaces. So we've seen a lot of technology come to the forefront to say, hey, this is how we can keep these buildings up and running more efficiently, whether you're required to social distance or quarantine. So that adoption of technology plus the efficiencies and reduction of labor and tasks, I think, is been a benefit to the industry. As you mentioned, though, as we move forward, you start to really understand there are things that can occur, interoperability between systems, that make them just that much more efficient, right? So for example, if you want to create a self-tour environment, you know, again, self-tour by definition is having a resident or prospective resident have the ability to gain access to the building, tour the actual apartment itself without having a property manager having to be present during that moment, then your access control system around the perimeter, the access control system that controls the actual lock on the resident door, the common areas, the scheduling software, the actual self-tour software, and possibly the applications, all of those things need to work together seamlessly for that experience to be great. And so that's why, from my perspective, when we start to look at the adoption of technology in multifamily, the next thing that comes to mind is really interoperability and the ability for those systems to work together on the back end so that everybody, including the resident, the prospective resident, the operators, all have this amazing experience, or else I think it will be very cumbersome and it could slow the adoption of technology down.
And I have one more question as regarding the pandemic and technology. And I'm just going to ask you to give your gut feeling on this. You know, I can remember over the last several years prior to the pandemic going to different conferences around the country where there were trade shows and watching these new virtual touring technologies and access technology types of companies that would have people in the trade show displaying, you know, what they're offering. And it seemed at that time that it was kind of an idea that people were interested in, but it was not on the front burner. Tell me how the pandemic really, in your mind, you know, how did that accelerate that and to what extent?
Yeah, I would agree, right? I would say we saw, you know, some good interest and some early adoption, for example, around self-tour and virtual tour prior to the pandemic, but it really moved forward because of this pandemic. If I tour or if I look at websites online today, I mean, a majority of the properties that I'm looking at have a virtual tour option, and you also see a book an appointment or a self-tour option starting to really move forward. And I think from my perspective, it was around how do we keep these businesses up and running? People still need to move in. People still want to be able to tour the building, the facility, and in many cases want to be able to tour that live. And how do you do that in a world where you have to have, again, some social distancing rules or there may be quarantine rules? So I think a lot of this was born out of the necessity of how do we keep our business operations moving forward now that we understand what we're dealing with from a pandemic perspective and leverage the technology that makes that so. I think you also couple that with the largest renter group, the millennials and the next one coming up, the Gen Z side, that is extremely technology savvy and are craving those type of interactions. And I think what you'll find via some of the self-tour groups, as well as some of the technologists, that you'll find this increased lease interaction where you're leasing up faster if you have the ability to virtual tour and even faster if you have the ability to self-tour. So I think the pandemic forced everyone to focus in on technologies that allow better efficiency and continuous business operations. And then those technologies are starting to really grow into adoption. Also believe that on the flip side, we're not going backwards, right?
Yeah.
So these type of adoptions, these type of efficiencies will really lend themselves to, okay, this is how we can now operate our building, perhaps giving more time to the property managers to focus in on other tasks that are critical that, you know, these technologies afford them that time to go do.
Yeah, and that was really my follow-up question to you is you're not, the feedback you're getting from people throughout the industry that you work with, you're not seeing any desire to go back to the prior business model prior to the pandemic. These adoptions are going to stay in place, it seems like, because people have seen the advantages and are going to probably be changing their business models with the way they utilize this technology in the future because they see the benefits. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I think once the initial infrastructure is put in place, then you start to open up these additional benefits from the business model perspective, from the efficiency perspective, and from the experience perspective. So again, adopting new technology that allows you to communicate with your resident via an application or have a potential resident tour your building via, you know, self-tour and these new applications. Once you've put that technology in place, it's there for the building. So then you can leverage it in different ways, right? And this really starts to open up that acceleration of, you know, moving from, for example, basic access control to an integrated access control system to possibly a smart apartment integration. And then a little bit further down the road, a smart building or a smart community. So all of this stuff ties back together. And then again, perfect environment where you have the next largest group of renters, the millennial class, obviously the Gen Z class. They've grown up with phones and technology in their hands. So their interactions and how they want to communicate and how they want to go about their daily lives and use their phone from a credential all the way through to, you know, interacting with my property management group to pay my rent. All of this stuff starts to tie together, and I would definitely say that we have seen a stair-step acceleration in the adoption of that technology because of the operational side. On the flip side, though, the experiences and your ability to interact with your residents and drive new efficiencies into your property, as well as create those, you know, new services and experiences, because the mobile application, the phone itself, is so powerful, it unlocks all these new business models. And I would say maybe one of the silver linings coming out of the pandemic is we're going to start to see the influx of use cases and business cases that say this is why this adoption has been so powerful for us. That leads me to believe that over time, when you look at it, this is not technology adoption just for the highest end of multifamily, discretionary, and Class A. I think the work efficiencies and the labor savings to allow your property management group to work on other tasks because you're not spending as much time touring a building with a prospective resident or whatever it may be, will prove to be a downstream model as well, meaning that adoption starting in A, we're going to see it move into B and workforce. And I would argue that that efficiency model is actually more important as you get into B and workforce for, you know, the overall industry. So really interesting time, but absolutely correct. We are seeing this technology adopted. Once it's in place, it's how do you leverage it? And then the next questions end up being, okay, how do we make this work more seamlessly, right? The property management system should interact with the access control system, should interact with the smart apartment system, should interact with the self-touring system. How do we get all of these things to interact congruently? Because you're going to pick up even more efficiency and savings.
There you go. That's a good question. We're going to be talking about that more throughout this episode, but we're going to break it right here. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM. COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of the importance of interoperability in multifamily technology. And I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today by phone is an awesome supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy at Allegion. And before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to let our listeners know, if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Robert, we talked a lot in the first segment about the adoption and the more rapid and expedited adoption of different technologies due to the pandemic. But when someone is kind of taking a 40,000-foot view of a property, I think one of the first things that would make sense to consider is to identify the different groups or people that would be utilizing or touched by the technology. And it seems to me, just off the top of my head, you know, you've got obviously property owners, management company executives, on-site management people, maintenance people, supplier partners who work on the property, of course, your residents and your visitors. Let's identify, just for the benefit of our listeners, those, and then maybe you can talk a little bit about what you've seen happening with those in the industry.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. I think you're dead on, right? So if you start from the top of the list, you know, owners are looking at how they run their businesses and maximize their investment in their properties, right? So looking for areas of efficiency, looking for areas where you can attract residents and obviously retain them for your maximum NOI. Technology can help supplement that in allowing your property management group to run either more efficiently because they're reducing the number of hands-on tasks and giving you, you know, more efficiency out of your labor group, and or because you're adding technology that attracts that resident or makes it easier to bring that resident in, like we mentioned a little bit earlier around self-tour. So absolute, you know, a win for owners when you look at it from a property management or a property operations perspective. You get into the property management groups, you know, their number one task is to attract and retain residents and then keep that property up and running. So again, they're interacting with technology, whether it's an application, whether you're talking about technology that, you know, revolves around access control and the ability for, you know, residents and service providers to gain access to your building, whether you're talking about visitor management, all of these things are mingled together. When we talk about services, it can be anything from on-site services that are part of the property management staff, like maintenance, to trash collection, to package management, to third-party services, including things like personalized gym instruction in the gym and workout facilities to, you know, art classes or whatever it may be that you're attracting. Again, the less time you're spending on managing things like credential management and visitor management because you have a more efficient way of doing that because of mobile applications and the fact that you don't have to procure or send out hard physical credentials, those things become a lot easier moving forward. And then obviously you have the resident experience. The resident themselves have the ability to use these applications to gain access, for example, into the building seamlessly via their phone, to reserve areas of the building. Maybe they want to reserve one of the amenities. Maybe they want to let a friend in. Whatever it may be, I see where these technologies are touching every aspect of every persona that you would see inside of multifamily operations.
Yeah, and I think that's a great description. And then obviously, beyond that, every property that's existing and open today, not properties that are coming out of the ground where you can design a lot of this in, but I guess you refer to it as the aftermarket, area. Every one of those properties is different, not only different in size and number of units and their resident demographics and so forth, but just the way they operate is different from company to company. So how do you kind of rein all that in, or what do you recommend for that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. No two properties are exactly the same, right? You have variances in ownership groups. You have variances in how they manage their properties with the property management side, the building itself, what technology is already there versus what is yet to be adopted. All of these things are become more challenging as you look at it for existing properties versus the new construction side where you may be able to build some of that infrastructure into your master plan. But we also know that technology is evolving very quickly, and multifamily in particular is going through this amazing transitional period where so much of this technology is accelerating forward. So interoperability for me feels like it's the next logical step. Say it's okay to adopt different pieces of technology according to your technology plan, knowing that on the back end, these systems will work together, that manufacturers and software companies are getting together saying, you can pick the right components that actually allow you to optimize your technology plan within your building, because on the back end, we're working together to make sure that these components, you know, work on multiple systems. You know, for example, on the lock side, you have the ability to, you know, start off with one software platform, and as your technology scope or lens starts to change over the next 2 to 3 years, you can migrate those systems or those existing locks to another platform over time. It really gives a lot of flexibility, and that's where we're seeing the most adoption, is understanding that an investment today allows me to move and migrate my operating plan over time because the technology is changing so quickly.
What is technology consolidation? What does that mean?
Well, when we start to look at it, we're seeing two types of consolidation out in the market space. One, we're seeing just broad consolidation of companies acquiring other companies and starting to bring more technology under one roof. So we're starting to see, for example, you know, the acquisition of the property management systems into some software systems, whether that's smart apartment, whether that's access control capabilities. And so we're seeing that consolidation of physical companies buying other companies to broaden their services and their platforms. We're also seeing a consolidation just because of leveraging the technology that's out there today. When you talk about mobile platforms, especially the mobile phone, you're carrying so much power in your hands. You have the ability to consolidate multiple services into that one platform. And so that's where we're seeing ecosystems of systems built as well. And so we're seeing consolidation from two different aspects. Companies actually physically consolidating and bringing more services underneath. At the same time, building of ecosystems and consolidating to one seamless experience that is application driven. Great example of that would be if you had a property management app, and that app again could be created by the property management group or the ownership group, or it could be a third party application white labeled as the property. But everyone's trying to drive towards a one app application, meaning that as I access my app and I'm approaching my building, that app allows me to gain access into the actual building itself. And then as I gain access into the building, maybe the app notifies me because it realizes that I'm in the building, that I have a package waiting in the package room. So that app also allows me to gain access to the package room and opens up the locker that has the package inside it. The app also calls the elevator that allows me to gain access to the elevator and then gain access to my actual resident unit. At that point in time, while I'm in the app, I can also pay my rent and confirm, you know, an appointment a little bit later on today to go to the wine tasting or whatever it may be. So it's a consolidation of both technology and this one seamless experience, as well as consolidation of actual companies bringing a broader sense of these services together.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, to me, and I'm not a technical person by any means, but to me that seems like such a daunting task to be able to, because there are so many different softwares or technologies that are out there that properties are using today. It seems like a daunting task to be able to bring everything in into one app. And, we've got about a minute left in this segment, so I'll let you kind of comment on that.
Sure. I would say that there are a couple things going in favor of, you know, within the multifamily industry. One, we're seeing new companies really emerge out of the software side, whether they're brand new startup companies or prop tech companies or companies that have been in the commercial space or resident space really concentrating on multifamily. So the development of new multifamily-centric software is really driving this forward. There's not a lot of legacy infrastructure in place relative to access control, especially, that create a lot of barriers to adoption. So easy for adoption as we move forward because there's not a lot of legacy infrastructure and a new class of software that is concentrating on multifamily in particular to solve for the use case. You couple that with these new devices, everything that is IoT-centric, and the ability to create more interoperability, and I think you've got the exact kind of Goldilocks moment in saying It's the right time, it's the right place with the right solutions that allow for this to be purpose-built. And I think that's where the industry is going.
All right. Well, we are going to leave it here for this segment of Multifamily Matters. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing the topic of multifamily access control integration, or another topic for it would be the importance of interoperability in multifamily technology. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today by phone is an amazing supplier partner for the multifamily industry, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy at Allegion. And I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. PM Workforce, the leasing management company, consistently excellent. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties, and CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Robert, in our last segment, we talked about a lot of different things regarding identifying the different groups that are touched by technology and so forth. But one of the things that we talked about during the break is that you have seen a need and a desire from people who are adopting these technologies to reduce their labor and reduce the tasks that their on-site teams have to do. How is that affected by technology?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing more and more around those use cases around adoption of that technology is proving out to generate, you know, some type of efficiency on our NOI equation. So let's kind of go through from an access control side, let's go through some of the ways that technology has changed maybe those task-related situations, and then we can expand beyond access control and how some of this interacts. But if you think about it, if we went back to the traditional key management was a pretty task or labor-intensive operations, right? Every time you move someone in, you had to generate, you know, or create a new key, or you had to rotate key and understand where, you know, which keys went to which apartment. You had to keep track of that. Maybe you changed the locks, or maybe you rekeyed the actual locks. As you move forward and start to look at the adoption of access control and access control systems, that physical key and those tasks related to managing all of those physical keys change slightly, and you may have reduced some of your labor associated with that, right? The ability to use a credential now takes away some of the risks you have with, you know, lost keys and mitigating, you know, key management issues. And the ability to produce brand new credentials versus a brand new key is a lot easier with today's system. So you're operating in a more efficient way moving into access control systems. As you start to look at how this starts to pull into additional services, and really when you bring in the mobile aspect of this, you have even more flexibility. So if you think about, for example, the lease-up process, traditionally maybe you had to have someone come on by, get the keys, drop off the keys, those type of things. Using a mobile credential, you could have a potential resident, for example, download your application, receive their mobile credentials virtually, and go to their apartment for the first time where a set of traditional maybe credentials like a fob would be waiting for them on a desk. You've severely reduced the amount of labor and interaction that's required, both on the property management side as well as the resident side. And those efficiencies are the things that I think we're starting to see. And it's because, again, you have that ability to use that mobile platform. You have the ability of the software systems and the hardware working together. And you're creating a more a better environment, I should say, for both the operator to not only manage their business, but also then to adopt that technology for other use cases moving forward, whether that's self-tour or increased security or smart apartment or service as an amenity. So a lot of things are evolving around this, but I think just that fact of reducing that labor, adopting that technology, allowing for these new platforms to come into the space is really where the industry is really headed. And again, because we had to focus in on the operational side, I think that has really kickstarted even more adoption into the space.
How has what's been going on with the technology in multifamily and some of these technologies compared to what's been going on in single family development? I know you guys are also involved with single family.
Sure. So we've seen some parallel things. For example, the use of self-tour in single family on a new construction home, the ability for someone to go out and tour, a new model home or one of the existing homes that the builder has built. We're also starting to see that gravitate into the realtor side as well, right? So again, that phone is a really, awesome, powerful device that enables a lot of this. And it's putting more and more onus on the manufacturers of the hardware and the software. Sometimes they're one in the same company to work together and really make sure we broaden our ability to leverage these technologies. We've also seen both in single family, and I think there's still adoption and some headroom to go prove out the adoption rate in multifamily around package delivery, right? Mm-hmm. In single family, we've seen the mobile platform, for example, Amazon Key, ability to deliver a package inside, your home, perhaps inside your garage. We think there's parallel use cases, and we've already seen adoption, for example, of the ability to get into the building, perhaps to deliver a package into the package room. And we're starting to see some adoption around delivery actually into the unit. The big difference, I would say, between single family and multifamily is single family is very purpose driven around that one unit. And obviously the decisions I make for myself and my family only impact the five of us. When you're talking about multifamily, you've got, as we talked about a little bit earlier in the one of the segments, you have multiple personas that you're solving for, right? It's just not a one-to-one relationship. You're talking about the owner and the liabilities or the risks that they own. You've got the property management group that's trying to manage the building and the environment. You have the resident, you have the staff, you have visitors, you have the service providers. So it's a much more complex problem to go solve for. But I think the benefits also outweigh that complexity because of the efficiencies and the experiences that you can drive.
And in multifamily with these technologies, how does it affect or improve either safety or the well-being of the residents that are living there?
Yeah, so I think there's two different aspects. And security and safety kind of rides at this. You have security and safety, and then you have convenience, right? So you want to make sure you have the right blend of the two. If you are completely secure and lock things down in a prison state, then that's a building that maybe no resident's going to be attracted in living in. On the flip side, if you have a wide open security stance and there are no real precautions around security, then you have, risk for the ownership group or the property management group. So I think there's a unique blend, again, within multifamily because you're trying to solve for all these different personas. But I think when you think about, again, if we get into access control, credentials, especially smart credentials, are more secure than keys because you don't have the chance to duplicate them as easily. You don't have the picking issue. You have a lot easier way to mitigate issues or risk around key control because you can regenerate credentials a lot faster. As you move up the spectrum from smart credentials even to mobile credentials have additional cybersecurity layered in. They're even harder, almost impossible to replicate. So you build in these additional security functions. What's interesting about mobile is mobile also introduces a lot more convenience. The example of having someone download an application and receive their mobile credentials without having to stop by an office, especially in quarantine time where maybe you can't stop by an office, those type of things start to introduce new conveniences. When we start to think about visitor management and the ability to grant a visitor access, through a temporary weekend access or whatever it may be, you're going to start to see the ability to generate service credentials. And all of that in a mobile application that saves time, that saves consumables, and time and consumables is money, right? So we're starting to see that interaction. Plus, again, if we go back to the technology savvy crowd, those that want to be able to interact with their phone and have that as the one use case for everything that they do, it's just it's a perfect combination of both security as well as convenience.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not in that technical savvy crowd. I feel like I've got too many apps on my phone and I don't even know how to use them all. So how are you dealing? And we've got about a minute left. How do you think people are getting the people like me that are their residents to adopt this technology and feel comfortable with it?
Well, I think, first of all, it definitely has to be an opt-in. I don't think you can force technology onto someone and say, you absolutely must use this. This is, an all or nothing type. So I think, again, that's why you have the complexity of these mixed environments. And I think you enable these things for people to use them. We've also seen early adopters spread the word to kind of the middle adopters. And then there may be a group that never adopts whatsoever. But I think there's a try me aspect to it. And if done right, and we all have mobile phones now, you Paul even have an app or multiple apps on your phone. If done right, it should be easy and seamless, and it should feel intuitive. And if that's the case, then we'll see adoption really rise quite quickly.
It's good news for dinosaurs like me. So, all right, we're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM. COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888 888- 855-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of the importance of interoperability in multifamily technology. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today by phone is a top-shelf supplier to the multifamily industry, Robert Galdon, Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy with Allegion. Robert, we've covered a lot in the previous three segments, and we just want to kind of, I guess, talk about a couple things we haven't discussed and put a bow on it for our listeners to know what the next steps are. But access control seems to be kind of the foundation of what's out there. That's where everybody seems to gravitate to, whether it's for virtual touring or security or whatever the needs are. Talk a little bit about that as being the foundation, and also ideas of where people can go if they want to try and investigate this more. Let's say that I was a property management executive, and I said, "Hey, we've got to keep up with what's going on out there and with technology. Where do I start?"
Yeah, it's a good question. We do see a lot of confusion out there. And to your point, we have seen at least a lot of the conversations I've been having recently with both ownership groups and property management groups is we understand that access control has to be a key component for our go forward plan. And there's some additional question around how do I implement our plan, and what's required versus not, what's not required. You know, am I looking at smart apartment, and is that required as part of access control, or are there other benefits? So I think there's a lot of information for people to consume. If we go back for a second and think about interoperability, we're already seeing it in access control, for example, where people were at one point in time okay with managing, you know, their perimeter system, maybe that was an intercom system. And then separately, we saw the adoption of some wireless locks around the resident unit, and those are two separate databases. We're now seeing a lot more demand for, can we at least sync that database so I'm not typing in, you know, a resident's name twice into two different systems and trying to manage, you know, access control from two different perspectives. So pulling together those technologies under one system or platform, or at least database migration, is a good example of interoperability. Then what we have seen now is even more around a demand to say, wait a minute, I have a property management system. Why can that not sync to the access control system? And I think that starts to create that foundation for what you just said. Okay, we are looking at our property management system. We're looking at our access control around the perimeter and around the resident unit. We want these things to work. What are our next steps, and where can I go for information? I think there's a lot of great information, obviously, out on the web and various websites, but the manufacturers, both on the hardware side, the locks and the physical devices, as well as the software side, are getting in front of ownership and property management groups and helping kind of at least people understand what their systems are capable of. I would say it's always great to get the lock manufacturers involved, especially when it comes around, you know, the physical locks themselves, the codes, the local codes around fire and life safety, and understanding what should go into your property. We don't obviously want the wrong lock application going into a multifamily dwelling. But then beyond that, what we are training our teams to do is to really understand what needs to go into a building to allow that technology migration. Whether you start with access control and look at smart apartment next, we're seeing a lot of migration towards heat, you know, energy management around HVAC, temperature control, and it's really temperature control to control those vacant units from an energy management perspective, as well as leak detection, right? So when you start to think about access control, then energy management, then leak detection, you start to progress towards, you know, the smart apartment, smart building solution. So a lot of information out there, a lot of confusion. I would say first understand what you're going to do from an access control perspective. How can that help your property really manage that effectively? And then you can start to look at the next steps. We're seeing a lot of channel development. Integrators that were traditionally in the multifamily space, maybe on the structured cable side, or integrators that were traditionally on the security side coming into the space, and they're broadening their capabilities and better understanding how to implement these systems, because as they start to mature, most properties are going to need the assistance of an integrator channel to assist them with implementation. The ability to self-perform is still out there, but I think as these things become more interconnected, more complex, as your IT groups need to get more involved, I think that's where you're going to see the rise of a multifamily-centric integrator that is doing a little bit of everything, access control and security all the way up through smart apartment and smart building.
And is the way everything is interconnected through the network that the property has there, or is it typically connected directly to the internet?
So there's a couple different ways that we see, these systems as far as smart apartment or even access control deployed. Access control, for example, today is predominantly still an offline system at the resident unit. You need some way to connect and communicate with that lock. And we use, the ability for the credential to pass that information. Think of a hotel lock, for example. When you check in, they hand you a credential. That credential passes information to the lock so it knows how long you have access to that lock and how long you have the rights to gain access to that part of the building or to the actual hotel room itself. We use the same type thing, and so do a lot of lock manufacturers today. That's how you've pretty much grown the adoption of wireless locks at the resident unit. And that's because the wireless infrastructure throughout the entire building wasn't there. We are in a change period, though. And again, if we go back to where we started, the pandemic has forced operators to start to look at, does bulk Wi-Fi and distributed communications throughout the building make sense? And can we offer that as an amenity? If that continues to move forward because everyone's working from home and everyone wants better connectivity with it in their building, and you have the ability to, resell this as a service to your residents, that will change the profile of the building itself to more connected. As it becomes a more connected building, then you're going to see more near-time or real-time interaction amongst all the systems we talked about, whether that's access control, smart apartment, or smart building. And that's when you'll see this industry really accelerate forward, and I think become the shining example of how IoT, security, convenience, and data all come together into, both an extremely efficient operating model, as well as the ability to delight, your residents through various experiences. So, long answer to your question, we are still seeing a lot of offline systems today, but we are starting to see a strong march towards more online use cases, and that's just depending on what type of infrastructure is being put into place.
Well, we have about a minute and a half before I want to transition to something else, but I want to ask you to put a bow on the topic in the language and lingo that these listeners have, and that is, how does this affect positively their NOI?
Yeah, so when we think about NOI, I'm thinking about two major portions, right? From the labor and efficiency side, if you can reduce your labor costs and gain more efficiency, then on the bottom side of your equation, you're picking up more profitability. And then on the experiences and services side, as you adopt these new technologies, if you can create new services that you can generate new revenue from, you're actually creating expansion on your top line. So this is a great example of an industry that benefits from both sides of that equation. The technology allows you to run your building more efficiently, thus you can be more profitable. At the same time, you have the ability to expand into new services and capabilities and delight your residents with these new expanded capabilities on mobile phones and mobile solutions, and that can generate new revenue streams for you as well. So it's a double whammy from that perspective.
And by way of example, we've got about 30 seconds left before we transition. Tell me, or give our listeners just a couple of examples of some of the revenue generators that you've seen other people do that using technology.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've seen everything from the additional ability to charge a little bit more for mobile credentials and mobile features, to charging a little bit more for smart apartment features, to generating new services. And this is where I think the next revenue stream really comes from. If you're looking, for example, to the ability to create that custom gym class and utilize that asset more effectively, you can create, you know, a deal with a pre-vetted fitness instructor where they'll offer personalized gym fitness inside your gyms. You can use your app to book those additional classes and then share in the revenue stream moving forward. It's those type of things that I think you'll start to see, you know, a little bit of a difference, right? Whether that ends up being gym services, whether that ends up being grocery delivery or dry cleaning services or additional cleaning services, all of these are new revenue streams, and they're made possible because of the application of that seamless access control and the ability and the freedom to generate those new credentials on a mobile platform that enables better visitor and service management.
Fantastic. Well, I want to transition just to let our listeners know, if you would, if they want to find out more about this, how should they go about it? If they wanted to reach out to Allegion to find out more about what they do, and tell us a little bit about what Allegion does and the background of your company.
Sure. So Allegion, we produce both security and safety devices, locking hardware. We are the parent company of the Schlage-Lock company, but we also have other great brands like Von Duprin and Exit Devices, LCN Door Closers. If it's from a hardware fire life safety perspective, there's a good chance that we manufacture it and it's already in your buildings. As we move forward, we're also looking at that next generation of use case. So wireless electronics, mobile solutions and platforms. In fact, we've created an entire suite of products that will be able to function on the mobile platforms that we've talked about, as well as interoperability and open architecture. So we have a number of software partners that are in the space delivering solutions and that flexibility that we think is so key to adoption. From how do you find us? A great way to do it is just us.allegion, allegion.com. /multifamily, or you can just Google Allegion Multifamily and it pops right up. We have a multifamily webpage and we'd love to talk to you.
Fantastic. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, Robert. You always bring the receipts with you on what's going on out there with technology. And we're going to have you back again soon. But in the meantime, we will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.